Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Lamed Vav. We are holding on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis. We are at EC on the second white line of Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis. This show is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander and Arnold, his wife and children, and the Inanishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So in today's abridged Shir, what we're going to discuss is the following. Isi comes up with a chiddush that women are not chayiv in the isser of karcha, because even though we're in the middle of discussing the line in the Mishnah where we said that women are obligated in all mitzvos lo sasei in the Torah, there are certain exceptions to that. So we started discussing some of those exceptions about shaving the beard and shaving the peis. So now we're going to have one of the exceptions is making a bald spot on one's head, that women are exempt from that. The Gemara is going to have a discussion. Where did Isi get such a halacha? Then the Gemara is going to discuss with the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir as to whether Klal Yisrael is always considered banim lamakom, or are we sometimes considered avadim lamakom, depending on whether we do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not. Then the Gemara is going to bring sources that women cannot do many of the avodos involving karbanos. And then on Amud Beis we're going to discuss the line that says that women are not allowed to do hazza'ah. Which hazza'ah do I need a line in a brisa to tell me that women may not do and is not already obvious from somewhere else? And then at the end of the daf, before the Mishnah, we're going to learn that a sota has to be involved in the waving of her karban, but so does the kohen. So you need two people involved at the same time in the waving of the karban. So let's begin at Isi Tani, second wide line on daf Lamed Hey of the base. Isi Tani af bal yikruchu. That even the iser not to make a bald spot on one's head in mourning over a dead body, nashim peturos, that women are pata from doing such a thing. That as a sign of mourning, people would yank out their hair, and that's an iser in the Torah. Women are not included in that iser in the Torah. My time at the Isi, where did Isi get such an idea that women are not included in such an iser? Did darish hachi, because he darshens the psukim as follows: banim atem lashem elokechem lo sisko didu, and then it says lo sisimu karcha ben nechem lemes. So it starts off by saying banim, and then it tells me the isra of karcha. So banim, lo banas, the karcha. It must be that it's only the men and not the women who are included in this isra of karcha. Says the Gemara, atomer karcha. Are you sure it's talking about the isra of karcha that only applies to men and not to women? Oh wait, well, legedita. Maybe it's talking about the isra of losis kodudu, that one is not allowed to cut themselves in mourning over a mace. Kishuhu omer kiam kadosh atal Hashem elokecha. No. But then the pasuk says a more general term that seems to be more inclusive of women as well, because it says Kiam Kadosh Atal Hashem Elokecha Sarei Gedida Amr. So we see that los is go to do, not in the conventional sense that we use it, but in the literal sense of not cutting. We use los is go to as though that you shouldn't become agudos, that you shouldn't have different people in the same shul, the same community, doing different minhagim. But the literal pshat in the pasuk is also an isser in the Torah of los is go to, they now let cut your skin in mourning over a mace. So we see that as far as losis godidu is concerned, women are included in that iser. So what's the pasuk, for which halacha is the pasuk excluding women? The karcha must be for the iser of karcha. So essentially what this pasuk provides us with is several different isurim, but it also has one riboy and one miot, right? It has banim to tell me to be mima'it women, and it has kiam kadosh atal Hashem Elokecha to be marba women. So we have to figure out which iser women are included in and which iser women are excluded from. So says Gemara, Baru Mari Isa l'Rabbis Isa Gedida l'Hotzi Isa Karcha. What made us choose Gedida as the iser that women are included in and Karcha to be the iser that women are excluded from? So Marba Niyasa Gedida, the reason we include women in Gedida is Sheyeshen Makom Aser V'Shalom Makom Aser, because it's a broader iser. It applies both where hair grows on the body as well as where hair does not grow on the body. It's cutting any part of the body. Umotza ni yasa karcha, but we exclude women from karcha because it's a more limited iser. Sheinu ela b'makom seir, because it only applies in a place where hair grows. The Rashash discusses a place where hair grows or the head. The Chumash says rosh, right? The Chumash says that it's dafka on the head. What about the beard? So from the Gemara you get the impression that it applies wherever hair naturally grows, that even on the beard. So it's not so clear. So it says, but either way, it's more limited than Gedita, and that's why we exclude women from Karcha. But maybe women should be excluded both from the Yisra of Karcha as well as from the Yisra of Gedita. And what am I going to do with the phrase that's more inclusive that says Kiyam Kadosh Atal Hashem Elokecha? That's for a third Yisra, Besritu Dechsiv. That's on the Yisra of Vesarim LeYisra to Saratas. They now let us scrape into your skin. So Kasavri Yisi holds Sritu Gedita Achasi, that those aren't two separate Yisurim. Srita and Gedita are the very same Yisra. So if women are included in Srita, Mimela, they're included in Gedita as well, because it's all the same Yisra. Abai Yomar Hainu Taima Di Isi. Abai says, let me explain where Isi gets the idea from that women are excluded from the Yisra of Karcha. The Gamar, he learns the Gezerah Shava, Karcha, Karcha, Mi Bnei Aaron, that it says by all Jewish people, Lo Sasimu Karcha Bnei Nechem. But then by Kohanim in particular, it says, V'likruchu Karcha Berosham. So Malah Halah Noshem Turos, just like by the Yisra of Kohanim, women are excluded from that Yisra. It's Amor Ela Kohanim Bnei Aaron, and we darshan V'lo Binos Aaron. And then it has five different Yisurei Kuhuna that in that Parsha that says Bnei Aaron V'lo Binos Aaron, right? It has the Yisra becoming Tameh, it has the Mitzvah becoming Tameh to the Krovim, it has the Yisra of V'likruchu Karcha Berosham, it has the Yisra of V'pasa Kanim Lo Yigalechu, and the Yisra of Lo Yisra to Bivsaram Almei. So we see that women are pater from the Yisra of Karcha as far as it relates to Kohanim, Safkan, Nashim Pturus. So too, the Yisra of Karcha, as far as it relates to Yisraelim, they're also pater. The Isfirulan, and if you're going to say the Chiksiv Kra, the Kulian Yanu Duchsiv, that the miut of Bnei Aaron, Velo Bnos Aaron, is going on the entirety of the Parsha, and it's not only on Tumas Meis, it's going on all the five halachos, Nishto Kramine, the Pasuk shouldn't need to say Xer Shav Karcha Karcha, Vitesi Bekal Vachomer. We should be able to derive from a Kal Vachomer that anyway women are excluded. Kohanim, we have so many more mitzvos beyond that which Yisrael has, and nevertheless, Bnei Aaron v'lo Bnos Aaron. So, in a certain sense, the Yisurei Kuhuna are more expansive because we just put so much, we impose so much more on Kohanim, and yet we see that we only impose all of these extra rules on male Kohanim and not female Kohanim. Yisrael, Kolshkein, Yisraelim, who don't have so many mitzvos Yisrael, all the more so women should not be included in the mitzvah of Karcha and the Yisra of Karcha. See, Ilav Gzeirah Shava. So the Gemara answers, no, if we didn't have the Gzeirah Shava that links the Yisra of Karcha by Kohanim to the Yisra of Karcha by Yisraelim, Hava Amina Hivsike Inyan. I would have thought that V'lo Benos Aaron was not said about this Isser because there's another Isser that's in between, namely the Yisra of Lo Yitama, a mitzvah rather, that's in between all these Yisurim. There are five halachos in this parsha. First one is the Isser to be Metameh, then there's a mitzvah to be Metameh to relatives, and then you have three more Isurim. So that's why the Gzeir Shava must be coming to teach me something, and that's how I know that the Bnei Aaron V'lo Bnos Aaron is going on the whole Parsha, and the Gzeir Shava is Megala that. So Hashtanami says Gmar, but now that I know the Gzeir Shava, name a Hivsika Inyan. Maybe Taka is Hivsika Inyan. Maybe Taka the Bnei Aaron V'lo Bnos Aaron is only going on the very first thing in that Parsha, that the Yisra of Tuma, and not the Yisra of Karcha. Ah, you're going to tell me then what does the Gzeirah Shava do? V'imishum Gzeirah Shava mibayle l'chedetanya. Maybe the Gzeirah Shava is utilized in a different context for the following Brysa. Brysa is going to discuss the details of the Yisra of Karcha, but at some point in this Brysa, we're going to mention the Gzeirah Shava. So that's why we're quoting the whole Brysa. Brysa says that when the Torah tells me, lo yikruchu, it says lo yikruchu karcha barosham, the word karcha is extra. So yachal afilu karach arba v'chamish krichos lo yehe chayev ela achas. I might think that if a person makes four or five different bald spots, they're only chayev for one. Tamalomar karcha l'chayev al kol achas v'achas. Tell me that you chayev for each and every one. That's what the extra word karcha does. Birosham, ma tamalomar, where the word birosham is unnecessary. L'fishanemar lo siskodum lo sisimu karcha bein einechem l'meis. So yachal lo yehe chayev ela al bein anayim. I might think that it's only on the on the hair that's between the eyes, meaning on the eyebrows. Minayin l'rabos kol arosh. How do you know, or even not the eyebrows, but the hair that's bein einichem from a tefillin perspective on the front of the head. How do I know that the yisur of karcha applies to the entirety of the head? Tamalomar brosham l'chayiv al arosh kebein einayin. That's why it says brosham to tell me yichayiv on any part of the head. Vein the other kohanim. I would only know that these halachos of karcha and brosham apply to kohanim. Shariv v'makasim mitzuseres, because after all, kohanim have so many extra mitzvos. Yisrael minolan. How do I know the Yisraelim are also included in this? So nemar kan karcha. It says over here karcha v'nemar la'alan, and it says by Yisraelim as well. Karcha. It says losim karcha bein nechem lemeis by Yisraelim. So ma kan, just like by kohanim, chayv al kol karcha v'karcha v'chayv al kol rosh kebein einayim. Just like by kohanim, you're chayv for each and every bald spot, and you're chayv on any part of the head. So af la'alan. So to by Yisraelim, chayv al kol karcha v'karcha. You're chayv for each and every bald spot, v'chayv al rosh kebein einayim, and you're chayv on any part of the head. So we dash in the gzeir shava umala halon al meis. Just like by Yisrael, the issue is to make a bald spot in mourning over a person who died. Afkan, so to by Kohanim, the issue is dafka al meis. So the gzeir shava is coming to teach me the detailed halachos of karcha. So now Abaye's answer that it's coming to tell me benos Aaron are not be yisur karcha, and that's what I learned from the gzeir shava, is really unnecessary. Maybe I can't learn from the gzeir shava that benos Aaron are not included in the yisur of karcha. Maybe benos Aaron are included in the yisur of karcha, and the gzeir shava is there to teach me these other details that you chayv for each bald spot, that you chayv no matter where you put the bald spot on your head. So im kein, says Gemara, no, but if that were true, that the gzeir shava is only coming to teach me these detailed halachos of karcha, nichtav kra kerach. The pasuk should have said the yikruchu kerach brosham without that extra hay. And also by Yisrael, it could have said lo sasimu kerach bein einechem. My karcha. Why does it add that extra hay? Sham minatarti. It must be that there are two drashas to be made from the gzeir shava. Number one, the detailed halachos yichayev for each and every kerach, and the yichayev al kol harosh. And number two, that all of this applies only to males and not to females. That's all Abaye's approach to where Isi got the idea that the Isser of Karcha applies only to men and not to women. Rava Amar, hainu time of the Isi. No, there's another explanation of Isi. The Yalef Bein Einechem mitfilin, that he derives from the Isser that it says, Lo Sasimu Karcha Bein Einechem, from tfilin, where it says, Vayula Totafos Bein Einechem. Malala Nashim Pturus, just like women are pater from tefillin, which we already learned back on Daf Lamed Dalid, which we derive from Talmud Torah. So Afkan Nashim Pturus, over here also women are pater from the Yisur of Karcha. V'rava my time lomar k'Abaye. What was wrong with Abaye's explanation to learn it from Bnei Aaron v'lo Benos Aaron? So Kerach Karcha lo mashmalei, because at the end of the day, Abaye's explanation relied on the fact that there's an extra hay in the word karcha, and he utilized that extra hay to exclude women, because otherwise we only would have learned the details of the Yisur karcha from the Gzeir Shava, and Rava doesn't think that the extra hay is sufficient to make such a drasha. Why doesn't Abaye want to say like Rava that we learn it from tefillin, that the term bein einechem is used both by karcha and by tefillin to tell me that women are pater from karcha? So Amar Lecha, he'll tell you tefillin gufayu mehacha gamar la, tefillin itself that we derive from the gzeir shava of bein einechem. Mala halon, just like bein einechem that it says by the yisur of karcha, makom sha'osim karcha is a place where you would make a bald spot, but gova shal rosh, up higher on the head, and not literally bein einayim, between the eyes. So afkan, so to the bein einechem that it says by anachas tefillin is makom hanacha begova harosh. It's to tell me that you put it on the gova harosh, on the height of the head. So I already used the gzeir shava that links tefillin to karcha to teach me the placement of tefillin. So it's not free to teach me that women are also pater from karcha. You can only learn one thing from the gzeir shava. That's a little bit strange. Tosos and the other rishonim point out we have rule gzeir that just like in Hekesh Lemechza, we don't link two things to only learn one halacha. If we link two parshios, it becomes a two-way street, and we learn all the halachas. So that's something the Rishonim struggle with. Why is the Gemara working with the assumption over here? Oh, you can only learn about the placement of tefillin from the link between karcha and tefillin. You cannot learn that women are pater from karcha. Okay, but that's what the Gemara is assuming. Bein l'Abaye, bein l'Rava. Whether you assume like Abaye or like Rava that the patur of women is not learned from Banim Shamatam Hashem Elokechem, which is the beginning of the pasuk that tells me about Karcha, and that it's just Banim v'lo Banos, Hai Banim Atem Maidarshi base. So then what do they learn from Banim Atem Hashem Elokechem? Meaning, Abaye learned that women are excluded from the extra hay. Rava learned from Hekish to Tfilin, from Gzer Shavat to Tfilin. So what do you do with Banim Atem Hashem Elokechem? Banim v'lo Banos. So Abaye Lichet Tanya. They use that drasha for the following brisa. Banim Atem Hashem Elokechem, that we learn from the phrase Banim Atem Hashem Elokechem, and it doesn't say, I mean, why does it have the word Atem in between Banim and Hashem Elokechem? It should have said Atem Banim Hashem Elokechem. You are Banim Hashem Elokechem. So it's the reason it has the word Atem in between is to tell me Bizman Sha Atem Noagim Minag Banim, when you act like children to a father, meaning you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly and you connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atem Kriyim Banim. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will act toward us like Karachim Aval Banim. He'll give us proper Rachmanus. But Ein Atem Noagim Minag Banim. But if you don't act like a ben to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Atem Kriyim Banim, Divir Rabbi Yehuda. That is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves toward us is a reflection of the way we serve Him. Rabbi Meir Omer, Bein Kachu, Bein Kach Atem Kriyim Banim. Rabbi Meir says, no, even when we misbehave, we're a son who misbehaves. We're never an Eved. Klal Yisrael is always Banim Lamakum. Shenemar, Banim Schalim Hema. Because the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu that we're foolish sons sometimes, but we're sons. And Va'omer, Banim Lo Emun Bam. Va'omer, Zerim Ereim Banim Ashchisim. Va'omer, Va'yib Makam Asher Yirmer Lehem Lo Ami Atem Yirmer Lehem B'nei Kelchai. So you have all these psukim that seem to indicate that even when we're not behaving, we're always called Banim. So says Gemara, my Va'omer, why do you need all of these psukim? The first one was really great. Banim Sichlim Hema, you know, told me right away that even when we're not behaving, we're still called Banim Lamakam. V'chi Tema, so says Gemara, because each one is adding a new nuance. Because if you're going to say Schali when we're shotim, when we don't have any das, hu demikri bani, that's when we're still called banim. Kiles bu heminusayu, but when we don't have when we do acts of rishus, not just lack of das, lo mikri bani, then maybe we're not called banim. So tashma, that's why I needed a second pasuk vaomer banim lo emun bam v'chi Tema, unless you say even that's not enough. Kiles bu heminusa hu demikri banim, when we don't have when we don't behave properly, we're called banim. But kipolchul avodas chavim lo mikru banim. But if we do such terrible things like avodah zara, we're not going to be called banim. Tashma v'omer zerim reim banim mashchisim. That even though we're mashchisim, which is the avera of avodah zara, we're still called banim. V'chitema, maybe you're going to say, yeah, avodah zara banim mashchisim udim mikru. Well, when we do avodah zara, we're called banim mashchisim. But even if we do tshuva, but b'nei ma'alya lo mikru, that even after doing tshuva, we'll never go back to our former state of being proper banim. We're only going to be banim mashchisim once we've done avodah zara, even if we've done tshuva. Amazing that today's Daf Yomi discusses the doing tshuva. That even if we did tshuva, you might think that we don't have the ability to go back to being banim. So tashma, that's why the pasuk says va'omer va'yib makom asher ye amer lahem, that lo amiatem, in the place where we previously were lo amiatem, because we did avodah zara, ye amer lahem, instead will be said about us b'nei kelchai, that we are the b'nei kelchai, that we are in fact banim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we do tshuva. Such is the power of tshuva, even if we violated avodah zara. Okay, so now the Mishnah adds other mitzvahs that are knowing by men and not by women, and particularly the ones that relate to karbanos. Hasmichos, doing smicha of the hands with the hands of the bailim on the head of the karban before you shecht it. Vatenufos, and waving certain karbanos. Vagashos, bringing the menachos, certain karbanos mincha, to the keren hamizbeach. Vakamitzos, taking the three fingers full, the kamitza from the karban mincha. Vaktaros, and burning the karbanos or parts of the karbanos on the mizbeach. Vamalikos, by an oaf, where you have to, where it doesn't get shchita, gets malika with the fingernail from the back of the neck. Vakabalos, and the kabbalos dam of a karban, of a behemoth karban in a kli after you shecht it. Vazos, and the sprinkling of the dam of a karban on the mizbeach. All of those dinim, nogim ba'nashim v'lobanashim, only apply to men, not to women. Women cannot be samech on the carbon. They do not wave the carbon. Even if they're kohanos, they do not bring the carbon mincha. They do not. They're not magish carbon mincha to the mizbeach. They do not do the kamitza. They are not maktir. They are not molek. They are not mekabel the dam. They are not mazeh. Chutz mi mincha sota unizira shehin menifos. Except there are two carbonos where they do get involved in the waving, and that is the mincha sota and a nazira, a female nazir. She also has a carbon where she's going to have to be involved in the waving of the carbon. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's trace the basis of each of these dinim we just said in the Mishnah. So the first thing we said is smicha. Echos. How do I know women don't do that? Because the Pasuk says in Daber el Bnei Yisrael that in the very beginning of Sefer Vayikra, the second Pasuk in Sefer Vayikra says, Daber el Bnei Yisrael, V'yamata le'em adam kiyakar mikem karban la'ashem. So it says, and then it says, just two Pasukim later, V'samach yadol Rosh Ha'olah. So we darshan, Bnei Yisrael samchim, V'lein Bnos Yisrael samchos. That it's only the Bnei Yisrael that do smicha, and not the Benos Yisrael that do smicha. Then we said tenufos, the waving of the karbanos. The makar for that is because it says daber el bnei Yisrael vehenif. Much later in Vayikra in Parshas Tzav, I think, and then it's vehenif. So we darshim bnei Yisrael menifin vein Benos Yisrael menifos. That the Bnei Yisrael do the tenufa, but the Benos Yisrael do not do the tenufa. Hagashos, what about the bringing the Karban Mincha to the Mizbeach? Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says, by the Karban Mincha, Vizos Torah Semincha, Hakrev Osa Bnei Aaron. Bnei Aaron, Velo Benos Aaron. So again, we darshan, Bnei Aaron, Velo Benos Aaron. Then it said, Kemitzos, taking the Kemitza from the Karban Mincha. How do I know women don't do that? Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Vavia El Bnei Aaron, Vekamatz. Bnei Aaron v'lo Benos Aaron. So again, the drasha that only Bnei Aaron do kmitza and not Benos Aaron. Haktaros, how do I know women don't do the haktara of the different parts of a carbon on the mizbech? Tuchsiv, because when it talks about the burning of the fats of the carbon shlamim in Parshas Vayikra, it says v'iktiru oso Bnei Aaron. Bnei Aaron v'lo Benos Aaron. Again, it's only the Bnei Aaron and not the Benos Aaron. Hamalikos, how do I know that a woman doesn't do malika on an oaf? Tuchsiv, because the pasuk says umalak v'hiktir. So iskish malika lahaktara, it says v'kriv akarim mizbechu malak esrosho v'hiktir amizbecha. So you see, only someone who does haktara does malika. Someone who doesn't do haktara doesn't do malika. Women don't do haktara. Mele, they don't do malika. Hakabalos, how do I know that the kabalos adam of a zevach that a woman doesn't do? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says v'ikrivu bnei Aaron. Because it says v'shachos ben avakal bnei Hashem v'ikrivu bnei Aaron akonim es hadam va'amar mar. And we learned in a brisa in explaining this pasuk of v'ikrivu that v'ikrivu zu kabalos adam. That v'ikrivu is actually a reference to kabalos adam. So Bnei Aaron v'lo Benos Aaron applies to Kabbalah Saddam as well. V'hazo'os, and the sprinkling doesn't apply to women either. So now the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Hazo dehecha. What kind of sprinkling do I need a Mishnah to tell me does not apply to women? Meaning, what kind of sprinkling is it not already obvious that it doesn't apply to women? Hazo dehecha. Which sprinkling of which carbon are we talking about? E de para, if we're talking about the sprinkling of the para aduma, that when you shecht it, there would be mazah seven times, connected base kachay akadashim. So what's the chiddush? It's pashut that hazah can't be done by women, because the first para aduma, it says, el azar kosov ba. In the making of the first para aduma, the Torah says, velokach el azar hakoen midama be'etzba'o, vizel nochach p'nei almoed midama sheva pa'amim. So you see that even other kohanim can't do it, so let alone women, only el azar's allowed to do it. What does that mean exactly? Tulsa raises the question. That may be true of the first paraduma. Elazar is not around for all the subsequent paradumas, so it can't be that it's only Elazar. So there is a machlokas, whether a machlokas amoraim, whether it's a din ledoros that it's dafka the kohen gadol is allowed to do it, or that even kohen hedyot is allowed to do it. Meaning that we do learn from Elazar that it's limiting, but is it limiting to kohanim or is it limiting to a kohen gadol? So our gemara seems to be assuming, like the Shita, that it's limited to a Kohen Gadol. That if only the Kohen Gadol is allowed to do it, then obviously a woman's not allowed to do it because a woman's not going to be the Kohen Gadol. But if it applies to Kohen Hedyot, why is it so obvious in our Gemara, right? Why does the Gemara think that it's so obvious that women are excluded? So that's something that the Balei HaTosfos work on over here. The Tosfos suggests that our Gemara assumes that since the Gemara in Yuma requires a pasuk to be marba kohen hedyot, even the sheep that holds a kohen hedyot can do it, so it sounds like it's pashut that women can't do it. Meaning, even certainly if you hold that it's only kohen gadol, so then obviously women are excluded, and that's the Gemara's point. But even if the Gemara is assuming that it could apply to a kohen hedyot, yeah, but the Gemara in Yuma has a drasha from a pasuk to include a kohen hedyot. Why do I need a drasha from a pasuk to include a kohen hedyot? It must be because we're assuming automatically that women are going to be excluded. So, edifnim, and if so, we can't be talking about that zah of the paraduma. Edifnim, if we're talking talking about the Azos that are done Bifnim on the Parochas from the Mizbeach Hazav, like the Parkoin and Mashiach and the Parhel and Dovashel Tzibor, and the Tan is telling me that those Hazos can only be done by men and not by women. That can't be, because that's also Pashut. HaKoin HaMashuach Kosuv Ba. It says HaKoin HaMashuach, meaning the Kohen Gadol is the one that does that. So Kohen Hedun can't even do it. So obviously women can't do it. El Azad de Ben Oth must be the Azad of the Dam Chatas Ha'Oth, where it says V'hizomi Dam Achatas. So that's what our Mishnah is telling me, that women may not do that. Why may they not do that? Da'asim Kal V'Chomer Mi Ben Son. We learn from a Kal V'Chomer from the Zrikas Dam of an Olas Behema, where it says that by V'Zarku B'Ner and Economist Domo by an Olas Behema. So Uma Ben Son Shlo Kavlo Koyin L'Shkitaso. If even an Olas Behema, where it Shchitas Ksheira Bizarre, the Shchita could be done by a non-Kohen, and yet Kavlo Koyin L'Aza'aso, we insist on the Kohen doing the Aza'a, Ben Ov Shekavlo Koyin L'Melikaso, Melika can only be done by a Kohen, so Eno Dinshik V'lo L'Aza'aso, so all the more so, the subsequent Haza'a may only be done by a Kohen, meaning if even those Kabbalos for the Shchita could be done by a non-Kohen, we insist on the Kohen doing the Haza'a, so Melika, which must be done by a Kohen, which is the equivalent of a Shchita, by an oath, the Melika, where it has to be done by a Kohen, all the more so the subsequent Aza'a must be done by a Kohen and a woman is ineligible to do it. Chutz mi min chasota u nazira. Then the Mishnah had said, except for min chasota and nazira. Min chasota and nazira, she could do the tenufa. So amalei Rabbi Eliezer the Amora, Rabbi Eliezer ben Pedas, said Rabbi Yoshia de Dorei to Rabbi Yoshia the Amora. There's a Rabbi Yoshia Tana also, but the Gemara emphasizes the Rabbi Yoshia of his generation because he wouldn't speak this way to a Tana. He says Lo tesiv akarach adam amritli lahashmaita, that do not sit down until you explain to me the following: Minayin l'minchasota shutuna tenufa. Where do I ever see that minchasota requires tenufa? So Gemara says, what do you mean? Where do I ever see? Open chumash. Minalan begufa ksiv. It says in the Parsha of Sota, in Parsha of Snaso, it says, V'lakachu kwein miyad yishas mincha saknos, v'hein nifes ha-mincha. So you're looking where it says that you need tenufa by a mincha. So for Pasha, you need tenufa by a mincha. Ela tenufa bebailim minalan. How do I know that the Sota herself has to be the one that does the tenufa? It only says that the Kohen does the tenufa. It doesn't say anything about the Sota herself being involved in the tenufa. So asya yad yad mishlamim. Ah, the fact that the bailim need to do the way of the Mincha Sota, that's learned from Gzeira Shavra, from the Tenufa that it says by the Emurim and the Chaz of Ashok of a Karban Shlamin. Ksiv Hacha, it says by the Sota of Lokach HaKoyin Miyad HaIsha, Uksiv Hasam, and it says by the Karban Shlamin, Yodov Tiviena. So Ma Kan Kohen, just like by the Sota, the Tenufa is done by a Kohen, because that it says Beferish, right? It says Lokach HaKoyin Miyad HaIsha, as Mincha Saknos Vehenif, that the Kohen does the Tenufa, Safla Alon, so to by a Karban Shlamin, even though it doesn't say over there that it's got to be a Kohen in the Pasuk, but Kohen, it must be that it's a Kohen because we learn it from Sota. Umala halon bailim, and just like by the Karban Shlamim, the Tenufa is done al yidei the bailim. How do I know that? Because the Pasuk says, Yadov tiviyena es ishei Hashem lo nifoso Tenufa lefnei Hashem. So afkan, so too by Sota, even though the Pasuk doesn't say that the woman has to do it, bailim, we learn that the bailim does have to do it. So haketzad, how can I fulfill both of these requirements, that the Kohen does the Tenufa and that the Isha does the Tenufa? Kohen machnas yad, tachas yad bailim u'meinif. It must be that the Kohen puts his hands under the hands of the bailim of the Karban, whether it be the Karban Shlamim or whether it be, in our case, the Sota, and they wave it together. Right? That's what Tosas discusses. How can the Kohen be touching the Sota's hand? Do you use a Kohen Zakein? Is it only a Negia for just a moment? And that's why it's Mutter. Do they have some sort of glove? So Tosas suggests they're not touching each other, that the Kohen's hands are lower on the kli, and the woman's hands are higher on the kli. Tachas yad bailim means lower on the kli than the yad of the bailim. Right? Tosas raises the question that Tosas uses that to answer the question, why isn't it a chatzitza? Because the Gemara Menachos says that if you have two shutfin in a karban, so they can't be mainif together because one of their hands is going to be a chatzitza to the other. So if interposing between my hand and the kli is the kohen's hand, or the in between the kohen's hand and the kli is my hand, so that's going to be a chatzitza. So Tosas says, no chatzitza. They're holding different parts of the kli. Why shutfin can't do that? It's a different discussion that Tosas has. But anyway, that's the by shutfin, for some reason, that's not a possibility. So anyway, ashkan sota, nazira minalan. Yeah, so you've shown me that by a sota, there's a makar that women need to do the, that women are able to do the tenufa. How do I know nazira? The Mishnah said that tenufas can be done by a nazira as well. Asya kaf kaf misota. That's a gzera shava. It says by sota v'nosan al kapeho es minchas azikaron. By nazir it says v'lakach hakoynas azra b'shelim inayil v'chalos matzachas minasal v'rakum matzachat v'nosan al Kape Hanazir. So just like by Sota, the woman does the Tanufa because she's the Bailas HaKarban, so too by a Nazir, if it's a female Nazira, she's the Bailas HaKarban, and therefore she too does the Tanufa. Tomorrow we will pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Lam Vav Beis. Have a great day. Gemar Chasima Tova to all. Okay.